Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets were stronger overnight after Donald Trump clarified his position on Syria, saying he never said an attack on Syria would take place. He said it could be very soon or not so soon at all. Bank shares led the gains, though, with US earnings season kicking into high gear on Friday, with JP Morgan, Citigroup, PNC and Wells Fargo all reporting their quarterly results tonight. The Dow rose 294 points or 1.2%, the broader S&P 500 climbed 22 points or 0.8%, and the technology-centric Nasdaq rose 1%. S&P 500 earnings are expected to rise 17% this earnings season, but financials are projected to show 24% gains. In stock-specific news, BlackRock already reported its earnings before the bell on Thursday, surpassing analysts' expectations, seeing the stock rise 1.5%. Bearishness on the weekly American Associations of Individual Investors survey was at 43% for the bears, with bulls at just 26%. That was a 2018 high for bears and a low for bulls. Such unusual earnings often represent a turning point for markets, and that held true with Thursday's market rally. Europe's main markets were also stronger as earnings season there kicked off. Germany's DAX rose 1%, the French CAC rose 0.6%, and the London FTSE edged just 1 point or 0.02% higher. The technology sector surged ahead in afternoon trade to close as the best performing sector, 1.4% in the green, and banking and insurance sectors were both up over 1%. In stock-specific news, British hedge fund Man Group traded at the top of the European benchmark throughout the day, closing 8% higher on earnings news. The world's largest listed hedge fund said that net inflows of $4.8 billion in the first quarter of this year contributed to funds under management rising 3% in the same time period. Meanwhile, French food retailer Carrefour traded near the bottom of the index, with its shares off 3.4% after the company reported weaker than anticipated figures for the first quarter. Base metals were mostly weaker. Copper fell 1.8% to $3.07 a pound. Nickel dropped 1.2%. Zinc shed 4.5%, while aluminium jumped 3.4%. And that's now a 15% rise in aluminium over the past five trading sessions. Spot iron ore fell slightly, tracking the Chinese steel market lower, down 0.5% to $64.47 a metric tonne. Gold futures fell 1.3% or $18.10 to $1,341.90 an ounce, with traders booking profits as the US dollar gained, but the precious metals losses were limited as investors remain worried about the rising military tensions in Syria and also lingering concerns of a trade war with China. Oil prices were mixed, with WTI rising 50 cents or 0.4% to $67.07 a barrel, a three-year high, with Brent slipping just 4 cents to $72.02 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields rose to 2.83%, and the Aussie dollar was flat against the US dollar, trading at 77.56 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.